Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Jesus said three times, I come quickly, I come quickly, surely I come quickly. And John the Revelator, when Jesus said that, he said, amen, surely, come. What did he say? Surely, come. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, even now. I mean, how imminent can you be? We're to look for Jesus' coming. Anyway, in verse number 5, and upon her forehead was a name written, mystery. You know what the word mystery means? It's something that previously is unknown. Now it's going to be revealed. By the way, that is what the book of the Revelation is all about. The revealing, the book of the Revelation is not to be a mystery. That's why these things are unveiled. That means unveiling. That was once hidden. So the book of Revelation, I can't say can be easily understood, but through study and all, we can kind of at least get some glimpse. I don't know all there is to know about the Bible. I'm still learning, and there's nobody knows it all. But it is a revealing, and we learn more and more. So we see that this is a mystery written on her forehead, and now it's going to be revealed. It was once a mystery. Now it's revealed. The name Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, abominations of the earth. You know what? Today's Father's Day. We celebrated Mother's Day here a few weeks ago. The word mother literally means that you have had children. You've had offspring because you're a mother. There's offspring. Okay. Obviously, this religious system has had offspring, and her offspring, the Bible calls them harlots. Now, that's a strong word, that word harlot. It literally means fornicators, okay? We can go a little bit farther where it talks about abominations and all. It talks about idolatry. These are people who are worshiping a false Christ or some religious system. Now, I said all that to say this. Most Bible scholars, and many of them, believe that this woman is referring to the Catholic Church. Now, the Catholic Church would be one of the children of, she's not the mother of harlots. She would be one of the children of the offspring. Are you following? I read something last week. I'm going to read it again because we have some new folk here. And a couple people asked me about this, about the beginnings of this false religious system. And there's some research done, and it's nothing that's been as hard to find. And remember, when Babel was made, the leader of Babel was Nimrod. The word Babel means gateway to God. Remember, they're going to build that tower. It means gateway to God. Well, God confused the languages there at Babylon. It became known as Babylon there. And the word Babylon means confusion. The word means confusion. And from there, Nimrod and them began this religious false system that I believe is what it's talking about, Babylon the Great. It's not the Roman Catholic Church. It goes way back before that. It started with Nimrod. Now, let me read something to you. Nimrod had a wife. I read this last week. I'll share it again. Her name was Semiramis. She is credited with founding the Babylon Mysteries and the first high priestess of idolatry. Building on the promise of the woman's seed to come, where did they get that? Genesis 3:15, okay? She bore a son whom she declared was miraculously conceived, a virgin birth, and who she presented to the people, and he was hailed as the promised deliverer. Remember, this was in the days of Nimrod, the days of Babylon, after the Tower of Babel. The son's name was Tammuz, who worship Ezekiel protested against in the days of the Babylonian captivity, Ezekiel 8:14. You can read about Tammuz. In the Babylonian Empire, the mama and the dad set him up to be the son, the deliverer, much like Jesus Christ. This child was introduced as the mystery of the mother and child worship. Babylon, as we would know it, became the fountainhead of all idolatry and the mother-child worship. The mother-child worship spread worldwide under many names during the next few centuries. The Queen of Heaven with a child in her arms became symbolic everywhere in Greece. She was Aphrodite, and her son was Eros. To the Romans, she was Venus, and her son Cupid. And I named all these others, but I'm just saying it stemmed from the Babylonians. And the Greek culture picked it up. The Roman culture picked it up. And we have these the lady and their son that they would worship. Some of the old of the ancient practices in these false religions were salvation by countless sacraments, sprinkling of holy water, doctrine of purgatorial purification after death. In other words, there's a purgatory. You've heard of this before. This was long before the Catholic Church. Offering of round cakes to the Queen of Heaven. I won't go into all that, but you're familiar with this. The dedications of virgins to gods, which sanctified prostitution. We talked about that temple in Corinth last week, remember, in the temple prostitutes. Again, all this was before the Catholic Church. The making of the T, or the cross symbol that you see the many of the Catholic do today. It's in tribute to Tammuz, the sun. That's how it was began. An annual 40-day of Lent. I mentioned that. It was even before the Catholics. You know what Lent is. They practice that. And just recently they've gone through 40 days of Lent. And told you last week the only Lent I have is what's in my belly button. Only Lent I got. You know, but anyway, they practice this. I'm trying to share with you that this was long before the Catholic Church. A lot of people believe that the mother harlots is the Catholic Church. No, they're one of the children of that came from this Babylonian false religion. The burning of incense, and it goes on and on and on. This is interesting. When Babylon was destroyed, ancient Babylon was destroyed, its headquarters went to Rome. There's some men called the Etruscan Mysteries, and they went to Rome, Italy, and they carried those doctrines of the Babylonian Empire to Rome because they went to Italy. The chief priests wore mitres shaped like fish in order of Dagon, the fish god. The chief priest in Rome took the title of Pontifex Maximus while this was imprinted on his mitre, when Julius Caesar became head of state, he was elected this Pontifex Maximus, and thus the title Pontiff, which means bridge maker, and was held all the way to Roman empires until Constantine. So what you notice, before all the Catholic Church began, this was already in play. And they just took what was that and began what was called the Catholic Church. I could say on and on and on. Let me just jump down to this. All false religions today is descended from Babylon, every one of them. All isms that we are dealing with. Tim was in Thailand for many years, and they have Buddhism there. They have Shintoism. They have Islam, Muslim, all of these isms that we read about. Catholicism, Protestantism, they all ascended from that mother harlot of Babylon. Are you following? I made this statement, and without any apology, Baptists are not Protestants. We're a different group of people, okay? You can say that again, preacher. Okay, we're a different group of people. We did not come out of the Catholic Church. We were here before the Catholics were. We began when Jesus Christ, our group of people began with Jesus. Now, you may argue with that, but you've been wrong before. Jesus said this, and I gotta move on. Upon this rock, I will build my church. Jesus said that. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So what Jesus started during his personal ministry is in existence today. Do you believe that? Well, you may not believe it's a Baptist church, but I can prove it to you, okay? This, I got to move on. In 1 minute, let me share this with you. The Catholic Church, you can look this up on Wikipedia, and if it's on Google, it must be true. It's on the internet. They attribute their time to about 250 AD, roughly, when the Catholic Church began.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.